What's the deal with this?
Deal? What are you saying?
Deal.
Deal?
I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
Good deal. You won't regret it.
What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
All right, look, here's the deal.
What do you say we make this deal?
There's been an explosion of amenities in the U.S. multifamily construction sector. Package delivery centers have tripled in size. Some properties now have dedicated rideshare areas for tenants to wait for their Uber and Lyft rides. Multifamily residents are demanding high-end security systems, the latest smart home technology, green energy and water efficiency, and lightning-fast Wi-Fi. Today on the show, I'm speaking with Cyrus Claffey, CEO of Butterfly MX. Butterfly MX's smart intercom allows you to open and manage doors from your smartphone, issue virtual keys for simple visitor access, and connect with other prop tech amenities. I'm your host, Ryan Cox, managing partner at Founders Grove Capital, a multifamily value-add investment firm. Real Estate Innovators is a podcast that explores innovation in commercial real estate, celebrate the companies and innovators who are changing the business of commercial real estate and are inspiring the future of how we work, live, and play. I asked Cyrus about his background and what led him to start Butterfly MX.
My background may be a little unique for folks on the tech side of the business. Basically, I started out in investment banking, and but I had always been like the guy in my family who you would go to whenever you had like a tech problem, right? And so after a few years in investment banking, I really wanted to kind of do something a little more entrepreneurial, a little more kind of focused on the real estate industry. Because I lived in New York at the time, real estate is such a big part of kind of the local economy and really what everybody talks about. So I founded a company that was basically a geek squad for the real estate industry, right? And after a few years, of learning everything I needed to know about kind of the requirements for a building and kind of the types of technology they were using, which at the time was not much, I ended up kind of pivoting that company into really a building technology infrastructure design company, where we took a very consultative approach, right? And that was something that kind of came out of my investment banking background. And namely, it was like, okay, so look, you're putting up this building. Who's your target demographic? Is it empty nesters? Is it millennials, right? Is it families, right? Because, that target demographic was going to drive the mix of technologies that you would want to invest in, right? And then the next big question was, okay, is this a condo, right? And condos, you're basically looking to flip it as soon as possible. So you put in tons and tons of bells and whistles, right, to make it very appealing and attractive to a buyer. Or is this an asset that you're going to build and hold? And, there you're going to be much more interested in what the OpEx implications are for any technology that you put in. In fact, you may put technologies in that are going to help, maintain a low OpEx or drive to a low OpEx over time. So that was kind of what I was doing. And, simultaneous with that, I moved into the first market rate apartment in a neighborhood in Brooklyn that was rapidly gentrifying. I'm one of those guys, right? A gentrifier and a guy who gets on my bike to go to Whole Foods every weekend, right? And by the way, it's a great lifestyle, I must say. I moved in. It was a great, great deal for New York. It was a 3-bedroom. I had a TV room for the first time since I was a kid. It was my guest bedroom. It was one of the 3 bedrooms. I had a fantastic view out onto the Brooklyn Museum. The thing is, in the kitchen, there was this plastic box. It'had been painted over, 5-6 times, and it had 3 buttons on it: door, talk, and listen. And so every time somebody, buzzed me, and by the way, I never knew who it was, I would just hear this buzz in the kitchen. I would go to the kitchen and I would basically have to press the 3 buttons almost like I was playing a piano to get just the right, pitch, right, to open the door. Again, had no idea who I was opening it for. About 50% of the time, someone would knock on my door after, coming up in the elevator, but often I didn't know who it was. After dealing with that, a light bulb went off in my head, and I was like, there's got to be a better way, right? Why do I have to get off my couch, number one? Two, this thing is just like abomination. So like any smart guy, got onto Google, started to look into, you know, intercom mobile apps, and, you know, lo and behold, there was nothing there, which is kind of classic for a lot of industries that get disrupted, you know, is that the incumbents are kind of focused looking backwards, whereas somebody all of a sudden, you know, has a challenge in their day-to-day life and, you know, light bulb goes off and, you know, the rest is history, as they say. So it was at that moment that I was also working for AvalonBay, which was launching their Ava brand, which is an urban infill brand, right? Targeting kind of young urban professionals. And I went to them with this idea of like, look, how would you guys like to have a whole new type of intercom for your property? Basically, it would be a touchscreen that goes at the front entrance of the building, and all residents would do is download a mobile app. And they were super excited, right? Because this was something that was going to appeal to the millennials that they were trying to appeal to with the Ava brand. And I think probably more significantly was the fact that the cost savings were going to be massive over a traditional video intercom system. And just to kind of give you a sense of that, it was a 440 unit building, and they were looking at spending $250,000 to put in a traditional video intercom. And that cost was driven by two things primarily. The first was, right, all the in-unit hardware that any type of intercom system has to have, right? You know, it's that thing that goes in the apartment. It can have a video screen or not, right? And then that thing in the apartment gets wired down to a head end in the basement, right? And so the wiring is the other kind of massive cost driver, you know, for any traditional type of intercom system. You know, Butterfly Mex basically eliminated that. You know, touchscreen at the front, download a mobile app, you're done, right? So what they said to us is, you know, we're going to put you in four different buildings around the country, four very different markets. You know, we went into kind of a suburban, almost garden style type deal. We went into a retrofit in Boston's Back Bay where the average age was 60. And then we did another urban infill deal in LA near the Staples Center, you know, where like more celebrities and kind of high net worth people were going versus kind of, you know, young urban professionals. And so it was tremendously helpful in terms of the feedback we got from property managers, you know, like, this is what I need, you know, in a retrofit where the average age is 60. This is what I need for, you know, people who are kind of very security and privacy conscious in LA because they're celebrities, or, you know, they could be like football players and so forth. So we really baked in and had a tremendous kind of feedback loop going with the property managers as well as Avalon Corporate in terms of how to make this platform really, you know, a great product market fit for the institutional real estate industry, right? And another, I think, really key thing that, you know, that working with Avalon as our first customer brought to us was the fact that they use property management software to manage, right, everything from the lease up process to rent collection to maintenance requests to the move out process, right? It's basically covers the whole tenant life. And so they said, like, look, we need to integrate with their property management platform, and they use MRI. And so that really kind of got us into this direction of, we have to be a platform that has an open architecture that can integrate with all the other kind of existing software platforms that the institutional owner operators use to manage the properties. But really, you know, as you start to think about it, you know, there's also a lot of new things going on in prop tech today, which can also be integrated into a complete solution to solve a pain point or to complete a resident or a visitor journey in a property, right? So it really kind of got our focus like outward in terms of what are some of the partnerships that we can enter into that will really up the game for everybody involved by providing a better solution for the property and its residents.
I asked Cyrus about Butterfly MX's value proposition and the problem they are trying to solve.
I think first and foremost, the thing is we are an enterprise class software platform, right? And there's a lot that you can unpack in that, right? I think the first thing is obviously it's a software platform. So, you know, while we have touchscreens, you know, throughout properties of the United States, it's really the software that's creating the magic, okay? And so that's the first thing. And what does our platform do? So without having to wire an entire building, basically you can come up to the touchscreen, you know, you're gonna look at the property, you're gonna look at the resident directory, which is being fed by the property management platform automatically, right? Without the property manager having to do anything. And you're gonna be able to then hit that resident's name. It initiates a video call to our mobile app. That resident's anywhere in the world. They can be in their apartment, they can be in LA, you know, they can be at work, they can, you know, they can be at play. And so they'll be able to see people, open the door, right? Then the next thing that residents can do is if you have a party or guests coming, or you use a dog walker from a company like Wag or Rover, you can basically send your dog walker what we call our virtual key. That virtual key can work Monday through Friday from, you know, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and that's it, right? You can also assign pins to the UPS driver, you know, the Amazon driver, the FedEx driver to automatically get into the building. And the property managers do that at most of the properties we're in. And what this means is when that UPS guy comes to the building, he just types in, you know, his PIN, he automatically gets in without having to call anybody, right? So all of those different transactions that occur at the screen are all documented in our platform. So we have a property management backend, which basically aggregates all the activity that's going on at a property. So now you can start to see trends. You know, when do I have the most visitors coming? When do the most deliveries come? And really, as a sophisticated institutional owner operator, you can start to say, all right, how do I drive my programming for a property based on actual data? You know, before Butterfly MX, nobody was collecting any of that data and it was black data. Now it can be used in a way to improve the resident experience, right? As well as operational efficiency for a property. And so for us, all of that, and the fact that we're at the front entrance of the building, right? Another thing you can do is you can go up, you can get property information because you can connect to the property's website, right? You can leave what's called a guest card. So if you're interested in getting more information or leasing apartment at that property, you can send that guest card through Butterfly MX to their property management platform like Yardi. Okay. So all of these things really, I mean, we view ourselves, Brian, more as not just a video call that's being made to the resident, but really almost as a collection of different apps, the same way that, you know, an iPhone was a collection of apps and, you know, it was a quantum leap over, you know, a flip phone like a Motorola Razr. Really what we represent is the evolution of the intercom from your typical telephone entry system that everybody sees, nobody uses, everybody hates them, right? That only calls your phone and you dial 9. Butterfly MX is the exact opposite. It's a touchscreen. It's sexy. It basically has all this functionality there that really achieves all these different goals.
I asked Cyrus how Butterfly MX enhances the tenant experience and drives operational efficiencies for landlords.
The way we view kind of Butterfly MX and how we kind of fit into the real estate ecosystem is like, look, you know, really the part of the market that we focus on is the fact that, look, if you're a real estate investor, right, you're borrowing money or you're raising money and you're looking to basically achieve a 7-8% ROI on a property, right? How can Butterfly MX as a platform help you achieve those goals, right? And, you know, when it's new construction, it's about accelerating kind of getting to stabilization, right? And once you get to stabilization, you know, you either sell the asset or you refi it into cheaper, longer term, you know, debt, right? If it's an existing property, you're really focused on kind of, you know, increased rents, retention, you know, and operational efficiency as well, right? So, you know, because we're the first thing that somebody sees at the front entrance of a building, you know, if you're a millennial, you come up to the building, the first impression you're going to get is that this is a tech forward building because it's got a Butterfly MX touchscreen in the front and you can do all these different things. I can hit one button, I'm calling the leasing office. You know, if I'm a visitor, I just got a virtual key. I'm basically letting myself in, right? Or I'm making a video call with somebody. So all this functionality is what hits your new prospect right at the front of the building, okay? So it really creates kind of a starting point or a launching point for the rest of a tour of the property, right? And as a resident, right, it's that convenience factor. I can be anywhere in the world. I can get a video call, right? If I'm having a party or a dog walker, I don't need to get a call from them. I can simply send them a virtual key and then their whole entry process is automated, right? On the property management side, there's a whole bunch of things that we do starting with integration with property management software, which basically eliminates old workflows that they would have to do in order to keep that old telephone entry system up to date, right? You know, and so that's the first thing. The other thing is that we do a number of other things, such as we have a package room system. So as a property manager, I can give the UPS guy his PIN, he types it into the front entrance touchscreen. He gets into the building without having to contact anybody. He goes to the package room. He uses that same PIN to identify himself on our package room touchscreen and starts to scan all the packages, which then notify the residents. We've basically taken the property manager completely out of that workflow, right? They don't need to do anything with deliveries when they use Butterfly Max at a property for a complete solution. And there's a number of other things like elevator controls, right, which allow people in the property to basically step back and not have to worry about scanning somebody into the elevator. It means the residents don't need to come down to a lobby to visit or to meet their guests. They basically let somebody in, right? That guest gets into an elevator. They're able to press the cab or the floor that the resident lives on to get there automatically, right? So we're constantly looking at ways in which we can help the property streamline operational workflow, you know? And so that has, I think, been kind of the core underlying message that we deliver to owners and operators about how we're going to improve either the resident experience or improve operational efficiency of the property.
I asked Cyrus about Butterfly MX's current user base and what success looks like for Butterfly MX over the next 12 months.
We are a national company, and basically there's Butterfly MX screens everywhere from the Boston waterfront down to San Diego and from Seattle down to Miami, you know, and many, many points in between. You know, we do a fair amount of student as well. And as you know, most like student college campuses are in small towns scattered throughout the U.S. So, you know, we're in Tuscaloosa, we're in Fargo, you name it, really, wherever there's construction. And it seems like there's construction going on all over the U.S. I mean, more and more people are using us for retrofits as they see the value of Butterfly MX or they shop other buildings. They're like, hey, this could be a great feature or function for my property. So, you know, we get tons and tons of requests for information from really all around the country and indeed around the world. You know, we're even in a few installations outside the US, which is, I think, kind of points to a global future for us. You know, in the next 6 months, we're looking to exceed 500,000 units. We just crossed the, not in the next 6 months. In the next 12 months, we're looking to exceed, you know, 500,000 units. We crossed the 250,000 unit mark earlier this year. And, you know, it's been a longstanding goal just to keep growing and growing as fast as possible. You know, as I said, we've had over triple digit growth year over year since our launch in 2015. You know, so we just want to continue that trajectory. And again, it's by, you know, solving pain points in the building and helping both owner operators as well as the residents achieve kind of what it is, you know, that they're looking for out of a property experience or an investment. One of the kind of big exciting things, Ryan, for us is the fact that, you know, we're at the outside of a building, right? And what you see in today's world and prop tech and kind of just existing technology is that there's all these cloud-based platforms, there's all these delivery services, you know, there's all these services like Hello Alfred, you know, Valet Living, you know, and they all need access into the building, right? And sometimes they're looking to deposit packages into a package room. Sometimes they're getting all the way up into the unit to provide their services. And so we see ourselves as really a linchpin in that, you know, if we integrate with these platforms, it can mean automatic access, right? All the way into the building, all the way up into the unit. So with a lot of delivery companies, with a lot of service providers. You know, we have, they're using our API to kind of integrate with our virtual keys and our PINs. And then on the flip side, you know, at the apartment level, with a lot of the automation companies, you know, like Point Central, like Stratus, like, you know, like Dormakaba, like Yale, like so on, we're integrating with the apartment locks and the home automation platforms to get the service providers into the apartments, but also just to be in a single mobile app that the resident uses to really control their entire experience in a property. And so I think, you know, that's a pretty big initiative for us because it really changes the way you know, residents experience life at a building, but it also obviously, again, enhances, you know, operational efficiency and can drive rents as well through a better experience.
I asked Cyrus about the big opportunity for Butterfly MX over the next 5 to 7 years and how they plan to evolve in the tenant experience space.
Our goal is to have a smart intercom and a Butterfly MX smart intercom on every building. And so, you know, we're expanding into commercial. We're, you know, looking at new verticals that we think a smart intercom makes perfect sense for. And basically, I would say there's more verticals where it makes sense than where it doesn't. And so we're looking to grow into all those areas. Overall, you know, what I see is that, you know, 10 years ago, people were talking about smart buildings, right? But it was really, there was not the infrastructure in place, the cost of everything that you would have to put into a property to achieve a smart building was exorbitantly expensive, right? We're now in the age of the smartphone. The cost of all the hardware has come down dramatically, right? And you have, you know, the creation of all these cloud-based platforms like Butterfly MX and others. And so for the first time, you really do have the ability, I think, to create almost an automated experience that's tailored for each individual tenant, right, that comes into a property through Butterfly MX, you know, as a starting point, and then all the other systems, right? So, you know, as I said, you know, we're looking at partnerships with delivery companies, with service providers, with a host of companies outside the building, and then doing it inside the buildings with the smart, you know, smart home folks, with the electronic door lock people and everybody else and the locker folks. So what I really see is that, you know, in 5 to 10 years, you are going to have these truly kind of automated, personalized, tailored experiences, you know, for every resident as they come in, you know, basically as they approach a building, the front entrance will open for them when they grasp the door. As they walk through the lobby, they'll be notified that they have dry cleaning or a package in a package room. You know, as they approach the elevator, the door will open, right? When they get to their unit, the door will open, you know, the lights will turn on, you know, the thermostat will be at the setting that they want. And so I think that we are really at the beginning of that, and it's companies like Butterfly MX and all the partners that we deal with who are starting to stitch that together, you know? You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Google Maps, you know, didn't go down every street, you know, on day one. They had to do it, you know, street by street, neighborhood by neighborhood, right? And so I think that that's really what the future holds. And there's a lot of great companies out there that are working on that vision and kind of working on it together.
Great to connect with Cyrus Claffey of Butterfly MX today. Butterfly MX, creator of the Smart Intercom, designs cloud-based software and touchscreen hardware to provide secure, convenient, and affordable property access from a smartphone. And that concludes our show. I'm excited to follow Cyrus and Butterfly MX's pursuit to transform property access. You can find out more about Cyrus and Butterfly MX in the show notes. Please subscribe to The Real Estate Innovators and write a review wherever you subscribe to podcasts, which helps us grow our audience. Find out more about The Real Estate Innovators at therealestateinnovators.com. Until next time, innovators.